I will read translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Sukadeva Goswami, you have already explained that Sankarsan, who belongs to the second quadruple, appeared as the son of Rohini named Balram. If Balram was now transferred from one body to another, how is it possible that he was first in the womb of Devaki and then in the womb of Rohini? Kindly explain this to me. Purport. Here is a question particularly directed to the understanding Balram, who is Sankarsan himself. Balram is well known as the son of Rohini, yet it is also known that he was the son of Devaki. Parikshit Maharaj wanted to understand the mystery of Balram's being the son of both Devaki and Rohini. So, today appearance of Lord Balram Dev. We will describe how Lord Balram appeared in Gokul. In Srimad Bhagavatam, when Sukadeva Goswami was presenting dynasty of Yadu dynasty, and then he was describing ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This Vasudev had many wives. Vasudev, the father of Krishna, has many wives. Of whom, out of many, Devaki and Rohini were most important. And also Sukadeva Goswami described that Vasudevastu Rohinya Kritadin Uttpadayan. Vasudev begot many sons by the womb of Rohini. That is many sons. And the first son was Balram. Rohini gave birth of many sons. Vasudev begot many sons from the womb of Rohini. And the seventh son was Balram. And there again, second description there. Vasudevastu Devakyam Ashtaputra Nanijanat. Vasudev, again the same place. When talking about, when Sukadeva Goswami was presenting the list of the sons of Rohini, then it's like the first son of Rohini was Balram. And then he asks, Vasudevastu Devakyam Ashtaputra Nanijanat. Vasudev begot 8 sons from the womb of Devaki. This description Sukadeva Goswami gave. And he said, out of 8 sons, 7th son was Balram. 7th son of Devaki was Balram. And 8th one, the final one, was the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna himself. This description was presented, given by Sukadeva Goswami in 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Almost towards then. So one place, Balram, first oldest son of Rohini, and same time, next to next verse, he described that Balram was the 7th son of Devaki. So this particular verse, when Parikshit Maharaj heard this description, then he asked one question. This is the question by Sukadeva Goswami. Parikshit Maharaj. Rohiniyash Tanayah Prakto. You have already described, it is well known, you have already described that Balaram is the son of Rohini. And again you are Devakya Garva Sambandha. Again you are talking that Balaram was the seventh son of Devaki. How it is possible? One person, one child, how he can become the sons of two separate mothers? This is the question. One person, one child, how that he becomes the son of separate two mothers? So we discuss, this is the question. Srila Prabhupada talks about Parikshit Maharaj wanted to know the mystery of Balaram's being the son of two separate mothers. So we will, Sukadeva Goswami gives the answer. We will go through that part. Sukadeva Goswami then starts describing the whole pastime that Vasudev married Devaki in Mathura, and in due course of time Devaki gave birth of 8 sons and 1 daughter. Altogether Devaki bore 9 children, 8 sons and 1 was a daughter, Subhadra. We know that Kamsa, about each year after marriage, each year Devaki gave birth of 1 child. Thus she gave birth of 6 children, and all 6 children were killed by Kamsa. This incident all of you must be knowing. We don't go too behind, otherwise it will get... According to prophecy, Akashvani, Kamsa was destined to be killed by the 8th child, 8th son of Devaki. So, when first child took birth, when Devaki gave birth of first child, according to Srimad Bhagavatam described that his name was Kirtiman. Name was same time, took birth and again same time name was given Kirtiman. Vasudeva took the child because he has promised, and he did not want to become a liar in front of, in the drishti of the worldly people. So he took his child, first son, born by Devaki, and presented, delivered in the hand of Kamsa. When Kamsa saw that there is such a great personality, Vasudeva, his own blood and flesh, first child, first son, present, then he become very much disturbed. Kamsa told, "My dear Vasudeva, no. I don't have any fear from the firstborn child. Please take the boy, shield your son, and return home. I don't want to kill this child. I have no fear from this child, this son. According to the prophecy, according to the Akashvani, I am destined to be killed by your 8th child, son. So take it back." Kamsa, so there is, fell with compassion, mercy upon Vasudev. No, I should not. Vasudev took the child, son, Kirtiman, and returned home in Mathura. This is another inconceivable Leela. Of course, it is for us, at least for me, it is very difficult to digest. At that point, Vasudeva took the first child, first son, Kirtiman, returned to her. Narad Rishi came in the Mathura. Usually we know Narad Rishi carries Veena, Narad Muni Bajaya Veena, instrument, musical instrument Veena. But that particular day, he has another thing in his hand, it was a lotus flower. And this lotus flower got 8 different petals. Round one. Narad entered in the palace of Kamsa. Kamsa received him as guru, acharya, sadhu, brahman. And then after reception, nice reception, Narad told everyone, he was catching attention, the flower, because it was a strange one, new one. Usually he doesn't carry the lotus flower. So the lotus flower catches the attention of all people present there. And Kamsa says, how come that you are holding a lotus flower today? Narada says, I got some here. But can you tell how many petals are there? Can you count? You can say, this is, I know that much of mathematics. 1, 2, 3, and 8. So Narada, which one first and which one 8 last? So Kamsa, anyone, this is round in circle. Any of the petals can be first or 8 or last. And then he started to smile. Narad was smiling. So he, Kamsa asked, what do you mean to say by this? Why do you smile? So he frankly informed Kamsa. Kamsa, you don't know. Demigods, they are very tricky. You are destined, according to the Akashvani, you are destined to kill by 8 sons of Devaki. So demigod, they will start counting for any point. They may start from bottom and they will say, this is your 8th one. And then Kamsa can understand, okay, I have risked from. So immediately he sent messenger, go and bring, tell. immediately Vasudev should come in my court along with his newly born child. By that time Narada has departed from, he was not present there. And the first child was killed right in front of Vasudev. Vasudev handed over in his hand and immediately he was killed. In this way, 6th child, one after another, each year she was giving one son, and in 6 years, 6 sons of Vasudeva and Devaki were killed by Kamsa. Because he was suspecting each child to be a Vishnu, so he killed 6 sons, one after. In this way, 6 children of Devaki were killed. And then Srimad Bhagavatam describes, Hatesu Satsrubalesu Devakya or Agrasenina. In this way, 6 sons of Devaki were killed by Kamsa. Then talks about 7th son of Devaki. Saptamu Vaishnavam Dhamam Yam Anantam Parvakshate Garbho Bhavuva Devakya Harsh Shoka Vibardhan. Saptama Vaishnavam Dhamam, 7th son of Devaki, he was plenary portion of Krishna. Krishna himself, his second body of Krishna, Tahar Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. Balaram is the second body of Krishna, first expansion of Krishna. So Balaram ji entered in the womb of Devaki as her seventh pregnancy. Garbho babhu devakyam har shushoka vivardhan. When Balaram came in the womb of Mother Devaki, Sukadeva Goswami said, harsh soka vivardhan. Harsh and soka. Balaram ji becomes the cause of Devaki distress, happiness. She started to feel anand, harsh, jubilation from within, and same time sok, lamentation. She become distressed also. When Balaram came in the womb of Mother Devaki, her harsh soka vivardhanam. What was harsh part? Jubilation, bliss. I am going to become the mother of seventh child. I am going to give a birth of a child son. So that was the harsh part. Very become jubilant. And same time, because Krishna, Balaram is Sachidanand Viga, Krishna was there. Balaram was there in her womb. So anand, bliss, happiness was emanating from the existence of Balaram. So she become very jubilant. But same time, when she was soka vibardhanam, but she could know, she was knowing that as soon as my child will take birth, immediately he would be killed by Kansa. My son, seventh son, will have a similar destiny like his other six elder brother. Immediately, my son will take birth and he will be killed. So that was the soak distress. Here, harsh soak of vibardhanam. Simultaneously, Devaki became jubilant and same time, her heart was filled with distress. Harsh soak of vibardhanam. Her eyes always filled with tears and heart with mamata, affinity for her child. Balaram was within the womb. Mother Devaki's eyes were filled with tears and heart filled with mamata, affinity. So this was what to Bhagavan api Vishvatma Viditva Kamsajam Bhayam Bhagavan Krishna. When he knew, came to understand my mother, Devaki, such a distressed condition. Krishna was about Golok there. From there he became very much, Krishna became distressed. Bhagavan api Vishvatma Viditva Kamsajam. Krishna knew the boy fear of Mother Devaki due to the Kamsa. Immediately, Krishna, Vishvatma, Yoga Maya Samadhisat. He called Yoga Maya, Durga Devi. That time, my mother, Krishna, was thinking that Devaki, Krishna's mother, was in distressed condition in a prison house of Kamsa. Immediately, Krishna called Yoga Maya and gave some instruction. Immediately, Durga Devi, Yoga Maya, came in front of Krishna in Golok. Then Krishna said, Gach Devi Brajam Bhadre, all auspicious lady, Durga Devi, you go Brajam, Gach Devi Brajam, you go to Braj. Gop Gobhir Samalam Kritam. That Braj, very nice place. decorated with gopa, cow headman and cow. Rohini Vasudevasya Bharyasthe Nanda Gopali. Rohini, the wife of Vasudeva, is in Gokul. She is living in the house of Gokul, Nanda Gokul, in the house of Nanda Baba, Nanda and Yashoda. And then again, Devakya Jathregaram Shishakhyam Dham. And Devaki, she is in the prison house of Kamsa in Mathura. In her womb, Mam Dhamakam, my plenary expansion, my elder brother, Balaram is there. So, what I have to do? Rohini is in Gokul, in the house of Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda house, Mahabhar. And Devaki in the prison house of Kamsa in Mathura. And same time, she is pregnant. A seventh pregnancy is there in the womb of Mother Devaki. So what I have to do? Durga Devi says, okay, I understand that this is situation. Tat-sannikrsya Rohiniya Udare Sanir. You go there in Mathura, first go to Mathura. And Balaram, my elder brother in the womb of Mother Devaki, attract from there, sannikars, take from there, and transfer him in the womb of Rohini. This was the art. You go there in Braja, in Mathura, attack, take out Balaram from the womb of Mother Devaki and transfer him to in the womb of Rohini. And then Krishna also explained, use your all your expertise on your command, use that for this work very carefully. There should not be any disturbance, any inconvenience for Mother Devaki. There should be not any inconvenient, any distress for Rohini. And same time, my brother Balaram should not suffer. Use your all expertise on your command for this service. Durga Devi, why I should do this one? Atha aham amsabhaginam devakyam putratam shu. Because now I am going to become the son of Mother Devaki, putratam. I want to attain the sonhood, putrata. I want to become the son of Mother Devaki, so that place should be empty. Balaram is there, very nice place, womb. So that should be empty, because I am going to enter in the womb of Devaki. And then Krishna also, Tom api, you also, after doing this work, you entered in the womb of Mother Yashoda. You also appear, I will appear as a son of Vasudeva, as a son of Devaki, and you also take birth. You have to assist me in my pastime, sweet pastime in birth. So you go there, and you take birth as a daughter of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Prapsasi tam Yashodayam Nanda Patnya Bhavishyati. You will become my younger sister. And then Krishna said, if you will do this thing, then I bless you you will be worshipped on earthly planet. Archishyanti manushyatam sarvakama bareshwari. If you will do this task, this job nicely, then on earthly planet, manushya, archishyanti, they will worship you. They will construct big, big temple, establish your deity, and they will worship you. And you will be sarvakama bareshwari. You will be supreme in fulfilling their material desires. Sarvakam Bareshwari and Sarvakam Varapradam. All for their material desires, their desires, they will worship you and you will be topmost personality, supreme personality in fulfilling the material desires of people in general. So go there. And Bhagavatam describes in brief that she, Mother Durga, or Yogmaya, she accepted, she accepted the order, and immediately Sandishta Evam Bhagavata. When she was ordered by Lord in this way, tadvacha, he accepted and gam gatam, she came on Braj, Mathura and eventually Gokul, tatha akarut, she did as she was told to do. Everything very expertly she did. Prati griha parikramyam gam gatap tat tathakur. She accepted the order and same time he made parikrama of Krishna, circumambulation. This is one way to respect some personality. She did everything just as she had been told. So, Yogmaya attracted, took Balaram from the womb of Devaki and she placed Balaram in the womb of Rohini. At this point, Devaki was pregnant for 7 months. When seventh month pregnancy, that time, it means Balaram was in the womb of Mother Devaki for 7 continuous months. And then that period, that time, he was transferred in the womb of Rohini. Gopal Champu, in Gopal Champu, Jiv Goswami described that they are also in the womb of Mother Rohini. Balaram was another for 7th month. So all together, he spent 14 months in the womb of 2 separate mothers. Then he appeared this particular day. That time, you know, when Kamsa was killing sons of Devaki, one point, Rohini became pregnant. Then Vasudevji was thinking what to do. Kamsa is killing the son of Devaki. He may kill the son of Rohini as well. So out of fear, immediately Vasudevji managed to send Rohini in the Gokul. Gopal Champu described the when she was pregnant for 3 months. 3 months pregnancy was there. At that time, Rohini Devi came to Gokul in the house of Nanda Baba. Also describing the riding on the horse. She came there. Yogmaya was there. Purnamasi Devi was there. present already this present Shiva there. And Mother Yashoda and Nand Baba, all Brajvasi, they welcome Rohini Devi. And she was kept comfortably in the house of Nand Baba and Mother Yashoda. So she was again, previously she was also pregnant for 7 months, and same time Balaram also remained in her womb for 7 months. And this particular day Balaram appeared in the Gokul Mahavan. In Braj area there are 12 different forests. Vrindavan consists, Braj area consists of 12 different forests. One of 12 forests is Mahavan. So birthplace, birth forest of Balaramji is Mahavan, Gokul. Krishna appeared externally at least. Krishna appeared in the prison house of Kamsa in Mathura, but Balaram appeared in Mahavan, one of the 12 forests of Braj. For your information, all the 12 forests, when the people go, devotees go around for 84 kosh parikarma, visit 12 different forests. The first forest they visit, Madhuban. And second forest, Talban. Third is Kumudvan. Fourth is Bahulavan. Fifth, they touch Vrindavan. Sixth, Kamban. Seventh, Khadirvan. Eighth, Bhadravan. Nine, Bhandirvan. Ten, Belvan. 11, Lohvan. And 12th one, and last one is, now you have to tell the name. This is birthplace of Balaram, Mahab. So you must know that Balaram birthplace in Gokul, in Mahavan he appeared. Many things to say, but I will describe one pastime of Lord Balaram. I understand that we should finish class by 9:30. However, I will take little more time from Srimad Bhagavatam. I read one pastime from Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam description, many pastimes of Lord Balaram. Out of many, we will read one. It is not possible to go through all the pastimes. Srimad Bhagavatam described Krishna Balaram, they are playing their childhood pastime. Every single day, that childhood pastime they are playing together. One point, Srimad Bhagavatam described that Tatascha Paungo Paugand Vayasrito Braja. They attend the boyhood, paugand, that period called from 6 to 10, start the paugand period. Boyhood starts when child becomes 6 years. From 6 to 10, that is called paugand avastha. So Krishna and Balaram both attend the paugand avastha, the boyhood phase of Leela pastime. Srila Prabhupada has written in Srimad Bhagavatam that Balaram was 15 days older than Krishna. 15, little more than 2 weeks. We understand today the appearance day of Balaramji, and in 8 more days, just within 1 week, Krishna will appear. If they appear same year, then difference should be 8 days. Or if not the same year, then difference should be 1 year and 8 days. But all the acharyas, they are well aware with this fact. Still, repeatedly, they have written that Balaram was 15 days, little more than 2 weeks older than Krishna. So this is all inconceivable. We can't think. In when we go through pastime of other associates of Krishna, parshad of Krishna, in Brajalila, apparently it seems that like externally at least contradiction. But all contradiction, all conflicting ideas, everything should be concealed in the Krishna Lila, in the Krishna. So don't be surprised. Prabhupada has written Balaram was 15 days older than Krishna. So both they attained the Pauganda Lila, Pauganda stage, boyhood. And at that age, when they got 6 years old, then they got permission for tending the cows. First they were tending calf, small baby cow. Young, they can't handle big cow. So they were taken charge for calf. Small baby cow they were tending. When the 6 year old Pogon Dosha, then they become qualified, strong enough. Then all the cowherd men, associates, Parikar of Nand Baba and Mother Yashoda, and they gave permission. Now you are competent enough, strong enough, intelligent enough, you can take care of cow. Tatasya Pogon Bhavatu Sto Pasupala Sammato. They got permission, then they started to tending the cows. So one day, in this, while they were tending the cows, grazing the cows, they came near Talban. As I was mentioning, the devotee, when they go into Chaurasi Kosh Parikrama, when they go 12 forest, want to go the Braj Yatra, forest Yatra, Ban Yatra. So second one is Talba. First is Madhuban, second is Talba. So they came near Talban. So one of the friend of Krishna Balaram, his name is Sri Rama, Premana Idam Varun, with affection, with love, he spoke to Krishna, Ram Ram Mahabahu Krishna Dushtaniva. There is Ram, Balaram, your mighty armed personality one, and Krishna, you subdue the demons, you kill the demon. Then not far from here, then far from there. They were very near to Talban. And not far from here, there is a great forest, Talban, filled with rows of palm tree. That forest is named after a certain type of tree, tal, palm. So there, forest is filled with a rows of palm tree. And then the boy said, Phalani tatra bhurini patanti patitani cha. In that forest, फलानी तत्र भूडिनी पतंती फ्रूट्स राइपेन फ्रैग्रेंस राइपेन फ्रूट्स आर फॉलिंग ऑलवेज एंड पतितानी च ऑलरेडी इट इज फॉलिंग फ्रैग्रेंट राइपेन स्वीट फ्रूट्स एंड सम आर ऑलरेडी लाइंग एंड सम फ्रूट ऑलरेडी देयर ऑन द ग्राउंड देयर लाइंग. So Krishna says, then what I have to do? Then please hear some description. Santi kintu avrudhani dhenukena duratma. Duratma, they say for dhenukas duratma. But those fruit, nobody has tasted that fruit. Nobody dares enter in that fruit. Because it was controlled completely. All the place is in control of a demon. A demon, his name is Dhenuk. He has a demon, but he has assumed a form of a donkey and ass. And it is forest is completely protected by him. It is kept under control of Dhenu, the demon, who has assumed the form of a donkey, form of an ass. And so far, no one has eaten that fruit. Plenty of fruit are there. He is so cruel that in past, Dhenukasura has eaten the man, nor ahar. He has eaten, nor alive. So there are even animals so afraid, they don't go in that direction. Even birds, they don't fly over the forest. They are so very much scared. What do I speak of any animal entering? What do I speak of any human being entering in the forest? No way, no way, they can't enter. Even a bird, they don't fly over the forest. Such a cruel personality. So Krishna says, after all, what you want to say? Why you are giving such a nice description for Talwan for me? If demon is there, no one can go there, no one can eat the fruit, for what reason you are telling this description? Vidyate Abhut Puran Phalani Subhinsa. So they say that we are Gandh Lobhit Chetasa. Due to the ripened fragrance, the ripened fruit, the fragrance is fragrance, smell is coming. Due to the fragrance we are smelling, it is spreading all in all direction. Fragrance of fruit is spreading all direction. Gandh lobhit chetas. We have developed a strong sense of greed for that fruit. We have developed a sense of greed. We are feeling greedy because we can smell that fruit. Fragrance. So there is so much nice fragrance. Fruit must be very sweet. Vangshanti, we want to eat that fruit. So okay, go. I have no problem. But we can't go on our alone. So. Please you do. So Krishna, because the friends were requesting, in order to satisfy his own dear friend, Krishna and Balaram, like, okay, let us go. And they entered in the forest. Balah parvishya bahu bhyam talam sampar. Balaram entered, first person to enter in Talban was Balaram. And Bahubhyam that he grabbed the many tree in his arms and he started, Balaram started to shake the as soon as shaking started shaking, then fruits started to fall down. They're falling in all directions. When the fruits were falling, the sound they heard, the Dhenukasur, who was also in the forest, he heard the sound of falling the fruits. Immediately he ran in that direction from where the sound was coming. Phalana Pattam Shabda. Because he was shaking, the tree were trembling, so they came in that direction. And as soon as Dhenukasur saw Balaram, he dared to enter in my forest and same time shaking the tree and making the fruits falling on the ground. Immediately he came in front of Balaram. He situated himself in front of Balaram. His back part was towards Balaram. Immediately with two rare hind legs, hurt violently, struck the chest of Balaram. And then he ran away. So Balaram was as if nothing has happened. Balaram was as he was thinking that this is this one stroke, it is good enough for Balaram to be killed. Such a powerful person. But he saw that as if Balaram was standing there smiling, as if nothing has happened. Again he took a U-turn, again came, and again situated himself in front of Balaram, and again with two hind rear leg tried to strike on the chest of Balaram immediately with one hand. Bhagavatam Sukhdev Goswami doesn't describe her left or right, but Balaram took in one hand, grab near hoop of the rear leg or two legs of Dhenukas and started to wheel around, wheeling, very violent wheeling. While he was whirling, he lost his life. Well, just simply by whirling around, Dhenukasur lost his life. And then Krishna, Balaram, threw that dead body of Dhenukasur on the top, on the tallest tree, on the top of the tallest tree of the forest. So that tree, due to the force and due to the weight of the demon's body, is break and it make the cause of another tree was break. So thus hundreds and thousands of trees were broken. So Dhenukasur was killed by Balaram. And then his friends then heard, they saw in their eyes that their leader Dhenukasur was killed. Then all together they started to attack the cowherd boys, Krishna and Balaram. But now the cowherd boys have learned that they have some clue how to kill the demon. The similar way all the cowherd boys, including Krishna and Balaram, took them fighting. And within the fraction of moment, all the demons were killed. So Lord Balaram killed Dhenukasur. This pastime took place in Talban. And some other Purana description that Dhenukasur was a demon. How come that he got the opportunity, privilege, to live in Braj, Vrindavan? Not only for living in Vrindavan, he got opportunity to touch directly the body of Balaram, transcendental body of. He was able to see Krishna face to face, Balaram face to face. So, in description that in his previous life, this Dhenukasura was the son of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, very celebrated personality, one of 12 Bhagavat. Bali Maharaj is there. Swambhu, Narado, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Bhishmo, Balir, Vyas, Kir, Bali. Bali Maharaj, one of the 12 Mahajan, Mahabhagavat. So, Dhenukasura was the son of Bali Maharaj. And that time, in his previous life, his name was Sahasik. Sahasik, his name was Sahasik, father was Bali Maharaj. He was a prince, son of king, opulent king. So one point he took some women, celestial women from heavenly planet, and he was enjoying with them. One point he went to Gandhamadan Parvat. There is a mountain called Gandhamadan. The whole atmosphere of that mountain is surcharged by fragrance. Very nice, very conducive place for meditation, especially for meditation. And one of the cave of Gandhamadan Parvat mountain, Durvasa Rishi was in trance. He was meditating on the Supreme Personality of God. In the same track of land, along with the hundreds of women, celestial women, girls, Sahasik entered in the forest. And then he was playing, making horrible noise, laughing and this, anything. Durvasa Rishi has selected this place for transport, peaceful atmosphere, and the atmosphere was disturbed, place was disturbed. So he came out from his trance, his meditation, his samadhi, and he saw the Sahasik, son of Bali Maharaja, making such a disturbance. Shamelessly, though that place is not for sense gratification, that place is for meditation, for spiritual purpose. And making such a disturbance here, immediately Durvasa Rishi become very much upset, angry, and cursed. You shamelessly, you have no any shame, no shyness, playing with women here, like a donkey. You become donkey. You don't deserve to remain in the body of a human, a prince. As soon as Durvasa uttered the curse, Sahasi could understand the seriousness of the curse. It could not be counteract by any. So he understood the seriousness, serious position. Immediately he ran towards the Rishi, grabbed the feet of Durvasa Rishi and started to cry, beg for forgiveness. Durvasa Rishi, once, because he grabbed the feet of Durvasa Rishi, immediately Durvasa Rishi's heart was melted. Was okay. Since I have uttered the curse, so it has to be true. You will have to accept donkey body, an animal, insignificant, impure, ash, donkey body. But same time I bless you, you will take birth. You will get opportunity to live in Vrindavan Braj, where Lord personally, Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally he will appear and he will display his all sweet pastime. So Vrindavan would be your residence. So that was the blessing part of Durvasa Rishi. So due to curse and due to the blessings boon of Durvasa Rishi, Sahasik, son of Maharaj Bali, has appeared, taken birth in Vrindavan, Braj area. He was living in one of 12 forests of Braj, Talban, and he was delivered by Lord Balaram. Hare Krishna, I should stop here. Anything you like to add or any comment or any question?